Ain't I a Woman by Sojourner Truth. The reading of this text is followed by some comments and resources. Ain't I a Woman by Sojourner Truth. Well, children, where there's so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. I think that between the Negroes of the South and the women at the North, all talking about rights, the white man will be in a fix pretty soon. But what's all this they're talking about? That man over there says women need to be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches, and to have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helps me into carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place. And ain't I a woman? Look at me, look at my arm. I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could head me. And ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man when I could get it, and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children and seen most all sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? Then they talk about this thing in the head. What's this they call it? Intellect. That's it, honey, intellect. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negroes' rights? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours holds a quart, wouldn't you be mean not to let me have my little half measure full? Then that little man in black there, he says, women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with him. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they are asking to do it, the men better let them. Obliged to you for hearing me, and now old Sojourner ain't got nothing more to say. I present this text in verse form in Sisters Workshops with Poems as a way to remind us of what we imagine was Sojourner Truth's musicality when she gave her argumentations. The text is based on Francis D. Gage's account entitled Reminiscences for the History of Women's Suffrage, Volume 1, Women's Rights Convention in Ohio, a convention she was not invited to as a speaker, but where the white suffragists did expect her because she was very good at explaining things. Unfortunately, though this History of Women's Suffrage was 7 volumes in the end, there are only a couple of references to black suffragists. So, if you want to know more about Sojourner Truth's activism, you can check out mujerpalabra.net section Conoce A, because there she has a little huevita where we include the story of what she said in the light of recent research. And then, if you want to know about black women's activism during slavery and in the post-slavery world in the United States in the 19th century, you can check out mujerpalabra.net, clases y talleres, and the huevitas we have for Sisters Workshops with Poems. These include other black artists and activists like Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, and women in the Harlem Renaissance some years later, who also need to be acknowledged and read.